Welcome to Taking Notes, the Lotus Notes and Domino podcast. Here are your hosts, Bruce Elgort and Julian Robichaud.
Welcome, everyone, to the first and only Crosscast, the Taking I Do Notes Crosscast. I have the pleasure of actually interviewing Bruce Elgort. Are you there, Bruce?
I am here. Hey, Chris.
And Julian Robichaud.
Julian. Woohoo! Giddy up.
Okay, that's as excited as he usually gets. All right, guys, the first time ever, the Taking I Do Notes Crosscasting. We're going to blast out all 33 listeners with a full interview of actually the Taking Notes guys and their history, because you guys interview enough industry people that it's ridiculous now. So I figured it was your turn to suffer the depths of questions that you asked these other people and put you on the spot, like you put Mike Rhodes on the spot last week, saying, are we going to do this again, and having him go, sure, as he looked at his publicist in the background, more than likely.
Now, how did you know? You could hear the publicist in the background?
I could hear the papers rustling and the mute being hit on the microphone.
You could hear the sweat hitting the table.
Julian, is this what we signed up for with Miller here or no?
I don't know. I was just wondering, if this is a crosscast, does this mean that we are podcastites?
Podcastites?
All right. You're going to ruin our clean rating on iTunes Julian.
Carry on.
All right. So
I'm sorry. Chris is asking the questions, not me.
That won't last long. Let's start the easy way. When was the first actual podcast? When was the date?
It was
for Taking Notes.
It was on November 3rd, 2005.
November 3rd, 2005. Now, why that date? I know this is the beginning, the history. Why did this actually come about between you two?
I don't know. You know, I think months before that, I had done a podcast with Carl Tyler, and it was just one of those one-off things about some of the stuff Instant Technologies was doing. And I've known Julian now about 3 years, and I don't know, I got an urge to podcast again, and I picked Julian. You know, I think at first, Julian, maybe you were a little hesitant about doing it?
Yeah, I think so. I barely remember, but I'm pretty sure that will be correct.
Julian's a different guy on stage, right? On the, you know, podcast, on stage, in person, different. A little hesitant, but up on stage, he's, you know, dancing around demoing his wares at Lotusphere.
Yeah, waving a what do you call those, lightsabers?
Lightsaber. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, the thing is, when you're doing a presentation, you know what you're going to say. You have your presentation in front of you, and you've practiced it, and you've gone over it for months and months, and everything is very controlled. And this podcast thing, it's not very controlled.
That's true. I'll tell you.
Not always scripted.
You know, it's kind of unique. Kind of unique here is that the first podcast that we did do was Web Services Part 1, and that's where Julian, you know, did a 2-part series about web services. You know, Part 1 and Part 2, and that thing was. Those first two episodes, Julian, if you remember, they were highly scripted.
I wrote almost every word down on paper.
Right.
I like kind of knowing what I'm going to say, and it's still kind of nerve-wracking for me sometimes to have this list of questions and go outside of the list.
Mm-hmm. And we do that a lot.
Well, you do.
Well, I didn't give you a list today.
No, you didn't give us a list today. All right, next question.
Next question. Now, okay, let's ask the basics, because a lot of people ask me, I'm sure they ask you all the time, what do you use to do your podcasting? What tools do you use?
All right. Well, Julian is on what kind of PC are you on, Julian?
Actually, you know, right now I'm actually on a Windows machine. I did the first probably 9 months of podcasts on my Linux box. Then I upgraded to a new version of Ubuntu, and Skype stopped working, so I switched over to my ThinkPad. So right now I'm on a Windows ThinkPad.
Okay.
Or an IBM ThinkPad running Windows.
And nice. I'm talking to Julian and Chris using Skype. On my end, I'm using an iMac G4. I'm recording this particular conversation in a product called Call Recorder by Ecamm. I think it's Ecamm Software. I then take that file and I mix it up in GarageBand. That comes with the iLife software on the Macintosh platform. And I also use the last two podcasts I've been using. I'm back to my old, I think it's a Behringer microphone, and I'm also wearing a headset. So that's it.
And I've
wear
been
a headset
through,
on purpose, or?
Yeah, I wear it. I'm not going to go there. Yeah, I wear a headset on purpose.
Well, because mine's an HP. I always usually do them in Skype, but I use Hot Recorder for the VIP side, and then I dump everything into Audacity, mm-hmm. and then rip it apart or add whatever from there.
Mm-hmm. And some of the other things we do too is when we get, say, John Rowling's OpenNTF update, or when we had Michael Sampson's Talking News or Mac Wadera's tips, they just send us MP3 files or M4A, you know, AAC files in Apple iTunes format. So,
okay. That's what I was curious. I get that asked that a lot. I figured you guys did too, because there's people getting interested, but I'd rather, you know, they listen to us.
And if there is anyone interested about learning how to do this, send an email. I'd love to help. Julian, I'm sure, would love to help too.
Sure. I can't really help much. Bruce, you do. You do.
We're one year, right? This is 1 year. Officially 1 year.
Correct. It was a couple of weeks ago. It was our 1 year anniversary. So.
And your celebratory interview was Mike Roden.
Correct. Mike Roden, general manager of Lotus Software.
Now, how long did it take you to get that scheduled with him?
Julian?
I don't know, because did we actually initiate that, or did we just end up on the schedule? I can't remember. I kind of came in the middle of it in terms of, by the time I heard about it, it was that we were going to be able to do it.
Mm-hmm.
Because
that's
Bruce,
impressive if you just showed up on the schedule. That's like you got high visibility if you just end up on the schedule.
No, that's not how it happened. That was just the point that I came in. So I'm not sure how long things have been going on by the time Bruce sent me the email and said, hey, by the way, we get to do Mike Roden. I'm like, oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. So, you know, Bruce, that's probably more of a question for you.
Yeah, I would say that a couple emails to the PR people. I think I started with Ed Brill. Ed Brill passed it on and reinforced with the PR people that you know, we really wanted to speak to Mike, get him on the podcast, that we had a very large listenership. And I think they finally realized, you know, it was a good venue for Mike to talk about where Lotus is going.
You'd be surprised at the people that listened to it and played for others. I know Rob Novak, which I know, you know, we've talked to together,
mm-hmm.
at Collab U, he actually puts it and plays it in his office for everybody to hear. So it's like one download, but then everybody in the office is hearing it.
Oh, those poor people.
Right. And I know, apologetically, I'll say it here. I blew Adam Gartenberg out of his car the other day when we talked about the, when I had you and I and Carl on the phone, Bruce, mm-hmm. on the call. And you asked if it was a revolutionary product, and I screamed no in the background, and Adam said, you know, I came out of his speaker on his car door as he was driving across screaming no. So I feel bad. I'm sorry. I apologize to all those people that I've done that to over time. So you think Mike's the highlight? Is it the pinnacle? Or are we going higher? Or you know?
Honestly, I mean, Mike was a good show with Mike. I think all the people we've interviewed, you know, have been, you know, very interesting, and they all bring different angles to all the products we, you know, we make our living with. You know, whether it's Carl Tyler, Andrew Pollack, Rocky Oliver, I mean, Ben Lang Henricks, the list goes on. But, you know, Mike was to tell you the truth, Julian and I at the last second ran into a couple of logistical issues with the Mike Roden interview, but it all came together.
Yeah, it turned out very nice. It turned out very well, actually.
Thank you.
It was impressive. Now, technically, we know he's not, you know, the one that's going to be giving it to you. There's, you know, a lot of big words and futures and directions, but you've covered everybody. I looked today, and we mentioned some earlier, but you just mentioned, right, you know, Rocky, mm-hmm. and Ben. You did Damien Katz.
Mm-hmm.
That was recently again, right?
I know, Damien.
That wasn't too long ago.
No, Damien was actually back in, let me look, in... June 7th, I think.
You know, I want to say that I pulled that out of archives from iTunes because I want to hear about Couch. That's why I heard that you had Chris Linfoot. Did you have Chris before?
Yeah, he was on in the very beginning.
Right. Chris Linfoot. See, I went back through the history. I was paying attention. Novak's been on.
That was December 11th.
You're looking at the list. I've been on. Novak's been on.
All right, Rain Man.
Yep.
Wapner's on at 8.
Matt Gadara, Steve Castledine.
Mm-hmm.
So you guys have hit in a big array. I wouldn't ask you to ever compare any of those, but have you found any areas that you haven't been able to get on and cover in the product line, or even a partner solution?
Honestly, I think we're missing some of the stuff that you do, you know, on the administrative side. You're like,
well, that's what I'm here for. That's why we're cross-casting.
That's right. I forgot. But you asked, and in the past, and Julian, you know, chime in here, you know, mostly the stuff we talk about is either marketing stuff, it's either Lotusphere stuff, it's, you know, new stuff, blog stuff, but not much on the admin side.
Yeah. That's why I took that corner, you know.
Well, you and honestly, that...
Yeah,
and that's good, because that's really not our strength. I mean, certainly our strength is the products and the development technologies and things like that. I mean, I'm not even sure that I would be qualified to be sitting down and you know, kind of deep diving into some of the admin technologies like you could.
Yeah, we have fun with it, though.
Yeah.
And speaking of fun, we're going to ask now, what are the plans for Lotusphere? What are we doing at Lotusphere? Anything formal for taking notes? Formal.
I would say formal. Nothing formal, but
nothing,
you know,
in tuxedos.
No, that's isn't Nathan Freeman going to be wearing? Oh, he's going to be wearing a dress on stage. I thought a tuxedo.
Nice.
No, you know, last year we did we had a mobile recorder. We did a couple of interviews with Kevin Kavanaugh. Yep. Julian and I did a couple of recordings either in our room, the Rotunda, or somewhere else. And I think we're gonna keep it that way. Maybe we can get Kevin again. Maybe we can interview Mike again. Maybe Mary Beth Raven. Who knows? You know, we can't give everything out.
Right.
I'll tell you what, though, the face-to-face interviews are just so much easier than the Skype interviews. Like right now, I mean, I'm pretty sure that you've got a delay from when I'm talking, from the time that I talk to the time you hear me. And that makes things very difficult, especially when you have three of us talking. Mm-hmm. And like when we did the Kevin Kavanaugh interview last year at Lotusphere, or this year at Lotusphere, I guess, in January, that was so nice, because you can make eye contact and you can see when they're about to talk, or they have something they're about to say, or they're about to be done, and you're not stepping all over each other. And you know, that's I really hope that we get to sit down with two or three, you know, IBM people, and really get some really good quality interviews out. Mm-hmm. But
and,
who knows?
And think about it. Think about where podcasting has come in the last year too. I mean, it's come a long way from a year ago.
Yeah. So. Most definitely, it's a lot further than it was a year ago. Look at your let's ask about that. Your listenership, has it been a nice steady climb, or has it jumped on certain issues?
I would say it's fairly steady. We sometimes can get, say, 800 or 900 downloads of an episode within a couple days, and some episodes may take, you know, 4 or 5 weeks to climb that high. We do have a couple that we've done with people like Ed Brill, with Adam Gartenberg, you know, which are in the thousands, you know. So
right,
and they're still downloaded today, even though we recorded them 6 months ago. You know, every day when I check the stats, there isn't an episode that goes by that hasn't been redownloaded.
Yeah, most definitely, and that's, you know, usually happens when I kill iTunes and have to load your episodes again.
But we are a fairly small community. You know, if you think about Notes and Domino in general, I think we've talked about this before. How many developers are there out there? How many administrators? And you know, if you think about the thousands that do listen, that's a pretty dang good percentage, you know, of people.
Yeah, it's appreciated too. And I know, I look at, you know, I have that link on my blog site for the map that just shows you the recent like 100 hits or so. Mm-hmm. And it's amazing to see, and you can see it as time of day shifts, right? Mm-hmm. You know, Eastern, you know, Pac Asia types, and across into Europe, and then across into, you know, Americas as it goes throughout the day.
Mm-hmm.
It's amazing to see that you reach that far.
Mm-hmm.
Across, you know, when you see a New Zealand pop up, and you see parts of China's and Japan's shop up, it's amazing. Mm-hmm. To me, to see that, and I know they're downloading and listening, because I've seen some of the download stuff also.
You know, you speak of, you know, international downloads, and one of the things that I think Julian and I think about a lot is how we can make it easier for non-English speaking people to better understand the material we're trying to cover.
Right.
So we're thinking about.
And what are you
gonna... We're thinking about a couple different things, and hopefully, if things work out, you'll learn about them in the next week or so.
We won't ruin the surprise.
We can tell you. Essentially, what we're doing is we're trying a transcription service. You know, we've seen many requests for people saying, "Can you provide an English transcription of the podcast?" So Julian doesn't have time. I don't have time. My dog doesn't have time. So essentially, we're trying a third party service, and we hopefully will have the results very soon. So
okay, that will be cool to see.
Yeah, the service that we found is actually a pretty reasonable price, and they give it back to you as a text file, an HTML file, and an RTF file. Mm-hmm. But they're just kind of taking a long time. So,
well, we're waiting. You know, what is it? 1,000 monkeys pounding on 1,000 keyboards type thing. You know,
no, that's right. That's Click Monkeys. I don't know if you ever.
Seen, oh, is that what that is?
Yeah,
okay.
ClickMonkeys.com. Check it out.
Oh, jeez, thanks. Now, what else? Now, we said Lotusphere podcasting. Anything else? Presence. I know OpenNTF will be there for other reasons.
Yeah, OpenNTF will be there at Pedestal 324, and usually that's a place for the bloggers to hang out and put their laptop up, check their mail, or just...
No, they'll all be Nomad this year.
They'll all be Nomad. Yeah, so this is going to be this giant USB station at Lotusphere where everyone can plug in their USB keys, right?
Oh, there you go. There you go. A multi-port USB station, right?
There you go, Chris.
The problem would be that the line would be enormous.
Somehow, I don't think people at Lotusphere are going to be using their Nomad keys.
Well, I plan on bringing that.
I take that back. I'm sorry.
You know, they've got that big room where you can go and check your email and stuff like that. I wonder if you just go and pop your USB key in one of those.
They say it's VPN. They say, you know, the only thing you can't run on it is, you know, same time 7.5.
Not yet.
No. You can run beta 2 of 7.5 on it, though.
But we don't know there's a beta 2, so you can't talk about it.
That's right. I'm sorry. I know nothing about it, but it can work. Okay. Moving onward before somebody gets in trouble. Because I know we're going to keep this relatively short. So we've talked about that. We've talked about the future upcoming interviews. Do you have anything big on the plate?
You're asking all of our secrets.
No, I'm asking for, like, to tell people in advance for, you know, this is like press release. This is like tell them big.
Honestly, while we do have a fairly, how would you say it? While a lot of people do listen to the podcast, it's very hard to get people to commit to doing shows. I mean, it takes a lot of work. Go ahead, Jolynn.
I was going to say part of the problem is that if you talk to, you know, like say if you want to schedule an IBM person, a lot of times they're going to want to do it during the day while Bruce and I are at work. And we don't always necessarily have the ability to do this kind of stuff at work. So, you know, we always prefer the off hours, which a lot of people tend to consider the off hours their time. So we've been very lucky so far that we've had a lot of people who can do things at night and on the weekends and things like that. I know we've got at least two people, not really on deck, but who have said that they would definitely do a podcast with us if we can schedule the time. Mm-hmm. Some interesting, kinds of topics we could bring up. We don't really plan too far in advance, do we, though? I mean, it seems like whenever we get a name, we just say, okay, let's podcast 2 days from now, and then we do it.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
It's very informal.
Yeah, I don't plan anything. Nothing. I don't. Now that I think about it, I don't have any sort of layout whatsoever half the time.
Well, you know, that was, you mentioned the Mike Roden interview before, and that was the big surprise for me, I think, with the Mike Roden interview, is that, I guess on some level I was expecting he or, you know, maybe his press person to say, okay, well, let's talk about this, let's talk about that, don't talk about this, and it was wide open. Mm-hmm. We came up with some questions, submitted them, and they said, yeah, go ahead, that sounds great, and I thought that was pretty cool. That we weren't kind of being told what to ask, or that, oh, well, you really shouldn't talk about that, or don't bring this up, or something. And it was, you know, that was pretty neat.
And it's funny you say that, because I was actually going to, I'll scratch it off my list. And I was going to say, was there anything they told you you couldn't cover as a topic with them? But you're saying it was wide open interview, Mike, that they said, whatever you want to ask, go for it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, absolutely.
That's impressive.
And
the,
Julian wrote up all the questions for that interview, and they were great.
That's excellent. So, one of the last thing, anything else Lotusphere-wise? I know, you know, we're trying to get some surprises for him to come up here shortly.
Right. As you would say, cross-casting surprises too, right?
Yep, cross-casting surprises and some other things, some other tidbits like that.
Mm-hmm.
And then I think that's all I have in the immediate future. So what, anything you guys have for me, or is that it?
No, we look. I would suggest that we get you on more to talk about admin stuff and do some of these cross-casts, you know. Teach us developers a thing or two about development. I mean, about administration.
Thanks. Teach you developers. Perfect. I taught you about the stats database.
Mm-hmm. Yes, you did. And in fact, we want to get Steve Castledine on to talk more about the Domino blogging template, because that thing, you know, it's like this, you know, content management engine that we can spend hours and hours and hours going through some of the things that template can do. So,
yeah, that's true. A big piece of it, mm-hmm. A huge piece of it, actually. Mm-hmm. So good. So that was it. You guys, we ran through absolutely everything. So we congratulate you on 1 year.
Thank you.
Of podcasting.
Thank you.
Excellent interviews so far. Insight that people listen to. Your downloads are becoming, you know, astronomical, which is excellent.
Thank you.
And we're running our first crosscast that we will be telling people more about, hopefully pushing through here into Lotusphere in the next, 60 days or so.
Mm-hmm. Talking I do
notes.
It's kind
of quick, isn't it? Boy,
it's yes, 60 today. Days.
Wow. Man.
Yeah. We're talking 60 short days before Lotusphere again. And look at all the stuff they're pushing out.
Yeah, well, especially when you think about how, you know, Thanksgiving is this week, then we got Christmas coming up, then mm-hmm. That's just no time flat.
No, New Year's, that's what happens every year, though.
Woohoo!
Exactly. And how many is this for each of you, Lotusphere?
Ooh, 2001, 2, 3, 4, 5. I think it's my 7th Lotusphere.
Oh, really? Well, mm-hmm. See, for me, this is only like my 3rd or 4th.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe 4th.
Junior.
Yeah.
Junior. I eclipse you both. This is
and how many is it for you?
This should be 11.
Chris? 11?
Wow. So you're 25. So you started when you were 14?
Yeah, right. Exactly. Exactly. I was actually just in school doing basic algebra when I got into notes. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you wish.
11.
Yeah, we both
wish. I've never done anything 11 times.
All right.
With that kind of closing, we're done.
Yeah, I was going to say we're coming up on 30 something minutes here. So,
I got 22.
And one of the things that people forget is we have families who say, "Why do you guys podcast all the time? What about us?
What's wrong with you people?"
So the families do ask, but like you said, Julian brought it best. We do in the evening. It's free time for us, but it's a way to reach the people, and we plan on doing more with it coming up. So.
All right.
I appreciate both you getting out of bed late in the evening, or Bruce stopping dinner.
Yeah. Oh, just one other thing. I don't want to go on. What you forgot to ask? What podcasters eat? And frequently in the Robicho house and the Elgort house, it's always tacos on podcast night. Don't ask.
Tacos. Yeah. Tacos. I don't know why.
Yeah, it's really weird. Julian, you had tacos tonight, right? Bruce had tacos. Unplanned. You know.
That's funny.
That's
you mentioned
always
that.
The
tonight
answer,
I didn't. Yeah, tonight I didn't, but we do the, you know, chicken soft tacos and other stuff. You're funny you mentioned that, though.
Yeah, so
works for me.
It could be this new theory we have going. But all right, everyone, thank you, Chris. Thank you for interviewing us, and we'll catch you next time on the Taking Ideas Podcast.
Later, guys.